Hi, and welcome to another edition of My GRCC Story. I'm Dave Murray, Communications Director at Grand Rapids Community College.
I'm Kaylee Potgetter, the new Social Media Coordinator for Grand Rapids Community College. Today, we are joined by a special guest, Avoti Junga.
Avoti is the current president of GRCC's Campus Activities Board. CAB, as it's often known, exists to create opportunities for students to be involved on campus and meet new people. And I gotta say, Avoti, you are everywhere. We see you as an amazing student here at GRCC, and you do so many things. And you work in the Enrollment Center to help students, in addition to what you're doing with CAB Board. So I know there's a really cool story. So, Avoti, what is your GRCC story? What brought you here to Grand Rapids? Because you, as people will hear in a second, you have a really cool accent. So you were not from Michigan originally. So tell us where you're from and then what brought you to Grand Rapids.
I'm from Congo. So first I was living in North Carolina, Raleigh. I never wanted to come here, so my dad wanted to come here. It's my dad's idea to move to Michigan, Grand Rapids, because he found a job here. So we moved here, and I graduated from EK High School. When I was in EK, GRCC admission specialists were coming most of the time, talk about GRCC and what GRCC can offer. Like, there's so many resources for students to be successful. And they were talking about how starting is so important in anything. So for me, starting is like the beginning of everything. When you start good, you're going to end good. So I decided to come here in Grand Rapids, GRCC Community College, and I love it. And I'm part of this family, and I just love it.
EK is East Kentwood High School?
Yes.
Okay. So what are you studying here?
I'm studying business management.
Okay. Do you have plans for that? What are your goals?
My goals is to get an associate degree here for business management. Mm-hmm. And also I want to do the job training program with automotive technician that GRCC do offer, like the job training program on that MTech. So I want to do that. And after that, I'm planning to go work in any car corporate. It can be Jeep, Ram, any car corporate. Work with them. And after that, then I can see if I want to continue with my bachelor degree and give me a master's degree, because I do want to open a business. So I want to get experience on cars, and who knows if I own my own car company one day.
Very cool.
That's really cool. What made you decide, or what got you interested in automotive?
I was working first in a car company. It's called Lex. They were making car pieces, so I was a quality there. I was checking color for cars, making sure it looked good. So I just like cars. My favorite car is Jeep, so I just love cars. Me today.
So, like Dave said, we see you all over campus. You're very involved. So one thing you're known for is being the president of Campus Activities Board. How did you get involved in that?
So I never want to be president. I never want to be president. Nope, that was my idea. So I have one of my friends, knew that there was an open position for CAB, and she was like, why don't you go and try it? I was like, I'll go and try. So I went and get the interview, and I found out I was the last person to interview for the position of the president. The lady who interviewed me was like, you're the last person that I needed to interview, and I'm closing this interview, and I want you to be the president. And I was like, I don't think that's going to work for me. She said, I believe in you. I like your way of talking, and I think you're going to be a great president. Because she believed in me, and that just pushed me forward. I was like, I'll do it because I promised to her that I'll do my best to be a good president, to make sure that I carry everybody in the team and take care of everybody. So because she believed in me, and that just pushed my confidence up, I was like, I can do it. And here I am.
That's outstanding. What are some of the things that CAB does? Help explain to people what the organization does and how it helps students here.
Yeah, so CAB is student activity boards. What we do, we make activity fun for students. We want students to have fun. We're taking classes here at GRCC. We have so many activities. We are making sure we have at least 4 activities during the event. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And if a student don't participate on a Monday, they can always come on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday. So we're here for the student. We're serving our student, and we want them to participate. We want them to be there and to enjoy and to have fun.
What are some of the kinds of activities that you guys have done so far?
We have done so far free pizza, and that was one of the best. Because I remember student was lining up all the way waiting for the pizza, and that was just the best. And we are so student having smile. I would say one of the best things to see is to put a smile on someone's face. And that was awesome. I saw a lot of students just smiling when they were coming to get pizza. And when they were asking, it's for free, do I have to sign anything? And no, you don't have to sign anything. Just, it's for you. We're here for you. And they were just smiling and they were eating pizza. And that was the best even. I would say that was the best thing.
Very cool. So for students on campus, how can they find out about what's going on? What events are coming up?
So if they want to find out more about CAB, we are on Instagram. We okay. do have an account on Instagram. It's grcc.studentactivities. We have a TikTok page, grcc.studentactivities. And there's a Reddit connect where they can find more about student activity boards there and how to join, how to be a member. Because we do host a general meeting with our members, and we get them involved in activities. So let's say we have an activity coming up. We always have one meeting with e-boards when we decide what activity we want to have. Then we're going to get involved. We're going to get the members involved in it by helping us setting up things in the building and being there, being present, doing promotion. So there's so many ways you can find about us. On Instagram, we are there. We post stories. We have flowers on Instagram, TikTok. So, and we sometimes pass flyers around campus. So it's easy to find about us. It's so easy.
What has been your favorite one? I know you did the pizza thing. That was really cool. But I've seen you guys during the summer, you had a lot of activities. And then during homecoming, you had activities. Yeah. And during Raider Rally, you had stuff going on.
We had another cop competition. I think that was great. That was like the first time. The student had a lot of fun. So they were playing different cops game. And then we give them a prizes at the end. We also have Halloween. Yeah. They were costume party for that, and I saw a lot of students joining in and having just fun. They had a costume and everything. So there's so many activities that we have done so far, and we have seen students being in prison to support us, because at the end of the day, we're doing that for them. We want them to have fun, so it's always so cool when you see students participating in it, being there present. They just give us that hope that, yeah, we're doing something cool.
Yeah. Give us a peek at what might be coming down the line.
Yeah, we also having a final week's relaxer. We're having that. So on Monday, we're going to have a hot cocoa on Monday. And then Tuesday, we're going to have, I believe it's the board game. We're having a board game. So we're having four events during the week, the final week relaxer. And then we are planning for the welcome week. I don't want to give too much information. I want you guys to just go on Instagram, on our social media, you'll find more about what's coming up. But we are having more events coming up for Final Weeks Relaxer and Welcome Week.
Awesome. I love that idea. Students are stressed and busy during exams. They need a way to kind of relax and
we are
de-stress
there.
A
We're
little.
Making sure they relax, they have fun. Yeah, they should enjoy.
Very cool.
And I know you also work on the student services team. And working at the desk and helping students as they come in there. What's that been like?
It's been a challenging for me at the beginning. But then I get myself used to it and I just love it. Yeah, first it's really hard when someone come up to you and they may be mad about something, I don't know. It's hard for you to understand them. So you got to put yourself in that person's shoes and find out what's going on. Maybe she had a bad day. The moment you understand she maybe have a bad day, then you're going to take it easy. You're just going to do your best to do you and just help that person no matter what.
That's wonderful. And what are some of the things that you can do to help students when they come to that desk? They're looking for financial aid help or admissions help? Or what are some of the things your team helps them with?
Yeah, we do have financial aid, admission, advisor. So most of the thing what I do, I help them signing up for classes on GRCC online. I help them drop for classes. I help them signing up for Advisor Navigate. I help them with FAFSA too. I know how to do a FAFSA application. So I help them with that. And if I can't help them, I'll try my best. Someone else can help them. I always want to make sure before they leave the building, they're satisfied, have that smile on their face, and that's what matters.
That's awesome. And of course, the student services team is on the first floor of Raleigh J. Finkelstein Hall here on our main campus. So students can come in and connect with folks sitting at the welcome desk, or they can look for opportunities virtually or remotely to get some assistance too.
So I know that a lot of these things we're talking about, campus activities, the student services, can be a little intimidating for students who might be new to college, they might be freshmen. So do you have any advice going through it yourself of students who might be a little nervous to come in and ask questions about financial aid or even about events, nervous about not knowing anyone, that sort of thing?
I would say to everyone out there who wanted to join CAB, who are nervous about it, hey, we family. We welcome everybody. We love you, and we just want you to be part of our family. Like, the door is open for everybody. No matter who you are, we can make it through. We can work together as a team. I always say one wood cannot make a fire. You need several wood for you to make a fire. Mm-hmm. So we need each other to work as a community to make a better community. So we open for everybody. You want to come, you have an idea, I'm open for any suggestion, remark, anything that you see you did not like or what you want to see in the future, any event you want, you have an idea, we are open for that. The door is open for everybody. We just want you guys to be welcome and just join the team.
Awesome.
Bode, you are inspiring. I know a lot of people will hear your story and will hear about the things that you're doing and they'll get fired up and they'll want to come and see what you're doing and what's coming down the line. What's the Instagram address that people can look for, or what? How can people find out where you guys are at on social media?
On grcc-studentactivity, that's on Instagram. And TikTok is grcc-studentactivity. And on Reddit Connect is Student Activity Boards. You can find our page there and you can be a member. There's a way you can join to be a member, and you can see everything, upcoming event, recent event, past event, everything you can see there.
All right.
Awesome.
Well, Bode, thank you so much for sharing your GRCC story with us. I know there's a lot of exciting things coming down the line, and we appreciate your time today. And I know after hearing this, a lot of folks are going to be looking for some cool activities down the line.
Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. And this is our first episode back after a long layoff after the pandemic. We are excited to be here and tell you all about GRCC stories and welcome Kaylee to our GRCC communications team. Today's podcast is brought to you with the support of the Grand Rapids Community College Media Technologies team and especially Connor Bardalis. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.